it's Phoebe, and you've got it tuned to Space 101.1 FM. Welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music show here, where each month we chat with an artist from the Pacific Northwest and spotlight their music. Hope you're staying warm in these first few days of December. All month long, we're going to be catching up with Sydney Amos, a talented Seattle singer-songwriter who plays soulful, piano-driven indie pop.
When I don't have a stamp left to my name, and I don't have much life to say, when everything's a mess, I guess that they'll just have to bet that I'm scared of fire. Yeah, I'm scared of fire, and this all requires some kind of lighter, and I'm scared of dreaming, so I keep proceeding. Why can't I stay breathing in the dark?
To start it off, Sydney shared with us some of her childhood musical memories.
I always was that kid that would throw concerts for like family friends when they'd come over, and I'd grab my fake microphone and be like, here's the song I wrote. And it was very Hannah Montana influenced probably. but yeah, I was kind of like a little diva. Like I like to be in front of people and like sing in songs that I wrote 20 minutes earlier. But my mom got me into piano lessons when I was pretty little. She always took piano lessons, but got really frustrated when she got to college and couldn't jam with anyone because it was all just like classical. And so it was important to her to get me into like some chord theory and like be able to actually keep up with people in more of a creative way. So that was kind of the direction that a lot of my early piano influence was. I'm really thankful for that because it allowed me to be a lot more creative than I think I otherwise would have been. Yeah, I would say those are the main things, were weird backyard singing into fake microphones and then like playing C, G, A minor, F on the piano and writing various melodies and lyrics over it.
Sydney is a prolific songwriter, writing solo material and songs for her new trio, Felix the Hammer. She talked with us about how she got serious about songwriting at a young age.
It was pretty young, actually. I would say probably like fourth or fifth grade for me, like around the age of 10 or 11, I started going to this open mic in Portland called Artichoke. And it was like a bunch of older hippies and me. And I would just kind of, my mom would take me and we'd just go and I'd play their janky upright piano. And it was called Songwriter Roundup. So everyone was writing like original songs and they were all very folky. And it was really nice. But I feel like that was kind of when I first started like sharing them in this way of, this is something that I created and I feel like it's at a point where I can show other people in like a performance ready way. So I guess that would kind of be the first kind of inklings of like, this is something that I'm taking seriously. And it definitely came early and stuck with me.
You kick me under the table and forget about me there, and turn around like you don't care and walk away as if it's fair. Why don't you come and feed me once a week or maybe less, and then pretend like that's your best, and then pretend it's not a mess. Why don't you let me fall apart so I can fix it up? It's just a deeper kind of cut when I'm not sure which way is up. There's a ceiling now, painted like the stars that I used to mix up with sky.
Sydney dove a little more in depth about her songwriting process.
I think most often I just have this feeling like I could create something. There's kind of this sense of like, oh, there's this thing that I feel like can come out of me and I want to do that. And I also like write poetry or short stories often. So I think sometimes it's like more identifying what mode I want to kind of express something through. I think songwriting is definitely the one that feels the most natural and organic. So I think oftentimes like the emotional processing will start there. But yeah, normally I think it's just kind of like a, that sounds fun. And then I kind of sit down on my piano and like plunk out some chords. And then normally it starts as almost like a freestyle of just like me like recording myself, like singing different melodies and different lyrics over just a different progression, and then kind of seeing where that takes me. And then I'll kind of like write down everything that felt worthy of writing down, and then kind of just go from there.
As a solo artist, we wanted to know how Sydney decides when a song is done and ready to be shared with the world.
I think it's just kind of a feeling I get. Like, I think I'll start a song and I'll just want to play it all the time, and I'll just want to like keep adding to it, or like keep coming back to it to like add more of like an instrumental, or add more of like another bridge or something like that. And I feel like I kind of just, my brain and like creative self just kind of latches on to certain songs more than others that I've written. Sometimes I'll write something and I'll never revisit it again, and I'll come across it like 6 months later and be like, this wasn't even bad, why did I throw it in the garbage? But yeah, I feel like it's just kind of certain things I grab onto and certain things I don't. And I think part of that's like a skill that's slowly developed just over the course of writing for so long and having a sense of what I think is good and what I think is not so good. But yeah, it's also interesting with a band, which is more of like a recent thing for me, because, you know, you play with these musicians whose like opinions you trust so much. And then and every once in a while, I'll bring a song and my bandmate will be like, no, I don't think that's really where we need to spend our energy. And I'm like, okay. So I think that's also been a really big part of it.
On the Moon is a pretty track from Sydney's 2022 EP, Strawberry Moon. Sydney talked to us about the story behind the song.
On the Moon started as a short story that I wrote for a class my senior year of college. And the story was about this girl who's processing a trauma by making up this imaginary scenario where she's from the moon and is trying to get back to the moon but can't. And so On the Moon kind of started there as like kind of a just a character study on that specific protagonist. But, you know, as a lot of fiction is disguised as, it was secretly me the whole time was the main character. So that song is really special to me and kind of has more of that like slower, like lyrically driven essence that I feel like is kind of where a lot of my songwriting roots started, which is cool to kind of call back to that in such a different context.
Born on the moon, got thrown off too soon, and I can't find my ticket back. Funny how everything works down here. You love someone well and get hurt down here, and I don't want to turn myself to stone, and I don't want to hold myself alone. Views adjust, staring at one thing from another. The hand around your neck for a lover. To a crater, and I just wanna try again. I notice my ends are all loose down here. I tie them in knots and they break and tear, and I just want a ticket and a home. yesterday on the phone. I know it's true, home is just a land made of others. Here it seems the hurting always comes from a lover.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. It's been lovely spending this time with Sydney's music, and you can look forward to more of that until January. You can listen back to this episode or any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. And for more info about Sydney, you can keep up with her on Instagram at SydneyMP3. We'll see you next week.